Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And here we are. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking with the student of the gun, although he's sort of converting me into a student of the gun, that being the Professor Paul Markle, which I'm very happy to be a freshman. I'm happy to be a freshman.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. We'll get you into the grad program at some point in time.
That would be very nice. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So you've been looking at the, I'm being very kind about this when I say this. You've been looking at the combatants on the Hamas side. They don't seem exactly to be driven by any sort of patriotism.
No. Well, you know, this is not a new story. The crazy thing that we're living in a cycle world, Bill. We're living in a world where we're supposed to forget that we've been dealing with this exact same problem for hundreds of years, literally.
Yep.
I mean, you remember the Barbary Pirates? The Barbary Pirates were Islamic fanatics. You know, if you want to read a good book, Thomas Jefferson and the Barbary Pirates is a really good book.
Right.
To help people remember that part of history that they never get taught in school. But this is not a new problem. You know, we had this problem in the 70s and this problem in the 80s. You know, we had it in the 90s, we had it in the 2000s, and we had a little bit of a cooling off period for a few years, you know, and now we're right back to it again.
Yep.
Now, it's funny, Bill. We had about 4 years or so with no jihad activities, and then that changed. What changed, Bill?
President?
Oh, snap. Yeah. Remember, for those of you, you and I, we remember when we had that flaccid phallus of a president named Jimmy Carter.
Right.
And the whole world realized that they could do anything they wanted to us, and there's nothing we could do to stop them. And they went so far as to capture our embassy and hold our embassy staff hostage for 444 days. And the reason that they were released, because the people of the United States said, okay, we've had enough of this weakness. We're going to elect Ronald Reagan. And Reagan said, here's the deal, Iran. The hostages are either freed or the bombs start falling on January, whatever, 20th, was, I guess, Inauguration Day. And miraculously, yeah, the Iranians are like, yeah, okay, we'll negotiate. We'll negotiate.
Yep.
Well, we'll set them free.
Whenever an Islamic negotiates, it's always because they're in a position of weakness and they know they're about to be eliminated, which we should just never, ever again, when they want to negotiate a truce with us, we should just say nope and just press.
Yeah, they all, you know, for the entire history of this problem that we've been dealing with, they always want to come to the negotiation table to give them time to rearm.
Yep.
To give them time to reorganize, to rearm, to retrain. All it is to them is a timeout so they can, you know, reorganize themselves and get ready for the next attack. And I don't understand how it is. Well, I think part of it is just criminal behavior on the part of our governments. It's not that they don't know. It's that they're more concerned about their own power than they are protecting the lives of the peasants. You know, if you did peasants, is good for the government because that gives them, you know, it gives them the authority or the moral authority to pass new laws and take away more freedoms. And you know, look where we are now compared to where we were in 1999.
Yep. Well, part of this is that these guys have been charged up on Capticon, the ones that came across.
Yeah. So they found this narcotic drug. It's basically they're calling it in the papers a poor man's cocaine.
Right.
And apparently they make it by the truck full over in the Middle East. And they discovered it. And then what's funny is we've discovered this, and they found it on the bodies of troops, dead troops in Ukraine.
Right.
And nobody was really talking about it until they found it on these dead Hamas terrorists. And they're like, oh, now all of a sudden it's in the headlines. But and it's not really that different. I mean, the Moros, you remember the story about the Moros?
Yep.
In the Philippines?
Yep.
The Moros were all, I'm not sure which drug they were hopped up on. I think it was just an opioid. I think they would give them some type of opioid. And they would give them, and Moros were what? They were Islamic fundamentalists. They were jihadists. Dude, that's crazy. This is not a new problem. They're back in the 30s. The Moros in the Philippines, the terrorists, were jihadis. They were Muslim. No, that's not true. Yes, it is. So it's their M.O. to get hopped up on drugs, whether it's this new thing or whether it's opioids or whether, just so that they are impervious to pain and they won't go down. And this is a very real problem that Americans need to understand. Because I think a lot of us operate under this illusion that, if I whip out my pistol and point it at them, that's going to be more than enough to get them to change their minds. And I address that fact directly in the Patriot Fire Chief Operator Guidebook, which I believe you have a copy of.
I do. I have it right here beside me on the desk. Turn to a page. Maybe not that one, but I'll find it.
And I bet you the clock on the wall says we're coming right up against the break, doesn't it?
We still got about a minute and a half.
Ooh, 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds. All right. So when we come back from the break, let's discuss something that I've been teaching for about 20-some years or more to my students, and that is when it comes to felonious attack, when it comes to bad guys, there's three types, a type 1, a type 2, and a ton of three, and you have to be prepared to deal with every one of them.
And that means you got to have all the material with you and all the stuff. That means guns and bullets and tactics and training and all that other stuff.
And mindset.
Mindset.
That's right.
Yep. So that when we get back now, and also I have ordered my sights.
Excellent.
Strangely, my trigger will get here before my sights will. My sights won't get here till November the 1st.
You bought a gun that didn't have a trigger in it?
It has no trigger. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. No, I'm I'm setting this up the same way as my Glock 45. Same trigger, same sights. That's all I'm looking for. Same trigger, same sights, same feel. This is what you, Super Dave, told me I should be doing. I mean, I'm doing this.
Well, I also told you if you want your Glock trigger to feel good, shoot it 1,000 times and it'll feel good.
Yeah, well, it's not a matter of having the ammunition. I got thousands of rounds right here behind me.
Awesome.
So, I mean, it's not a matter of not having the ammo to go do that. It's just more of a thing about finding the time to go do it. So, but I mean, I fully intend to do that because now I've settled on the handgun platform. I've got the gun belt built, although I'm going to send you a picture of it because I'm sure you're going to have some suggestions for it. And, now I'm going to work on the other things. And then I'm going to put it all together and go out there and start training on the range. Paul Markle is the professor. He is at studentofthegun.com. This is a hub. Here you can find books. I got one right here with me, and I got one downstairs I just got that I'm reading through that, and I'm reading through two at the time. Right now I'm reading the Patriot Fire Team Operation Handbook, which is worth its weight in gold. And also, blowout kits, video. He's got it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. I've got a question about a drill I think I should run. I want to know, and you know, before you start on what you've trained people to do.
You're all right.
So,
send it.
So, you know, I'm carrying a truck gun and everything else. I'm thinking I need to do a drill where I grab my little kit bag that goes with the gun. I don't, you know, it's got spare magazines, and it's the Aunt Susie bag except bigger.
Right.
Okay. So it's the Aunt Susie bag. It's got all the ingredients of the Aunt Susie bag except bigger, because this is like the bag I carry just in case something happens while I'm out on the road. So I'm figuring
a tactical haversack.
It's a Vertex bag. It's one of those sling bags. I think it's a Transit or something like that. So I've got the spare magazines where the handgun would go if I actually carried off body. And so I am going, I'm thinking I need to do a drill. Well, I've got this on the table. I grab it, sling it over, grab the weapon, go up and do a little course of fire with it. Just to see how fast I can do it correctly. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think that that's fantastic. You know, and people oftentimes they'll set up these super cool kits and what have you, but then they won't use it at the range.
Right.
They're like, well, I don't want to break it, or I don't want to get it dirty. Or that's one of my favorite ones. I don't want to get it dirty.
Right.
Like, dude, you don't want to get your stuff dirty. You need to get a new mindset. Get your mindset wrong. But yeah, go out and you know, something that, that people need to understand is what seemed like a great idea sitting in your office or your living room, it might not be a great idea on the range. It might not be a great idea when you're doing it.
Right.
You know, drive your truck. You know, are you fortunate enough to be able to just drive your truck up onto your range?
Pretty close to it.
Okay. Yeah. Where I am here, I can just drive the truck right up onto the range and just step out and start shooting targets. And if you're in a position like that, that's one of the great things about living in the West is even if I didn't have, now I have a designated shooting range where I can do that, but if I didn't, it wouldn't matter because I could just drive out into the BLM out in the desert where there's nobody and just do what I needed to do. That's one of the beauties of living west of the Mississippi. But, yeah, I would definitely say stage, you know, set up your stuff like you would plan to have it.
Right.
And then don't worry about going fast. Yeah, don't worry about going fast. Just move in a direct and deliberate manner. You know, move deliberately as if you needed to do it.
Right.
Because if you're worried about time, and if you've got a shot timer, take that thing and sell it on eBay or throw it in the garbage or something. Because shot timers are one of the worst. We used to, it's weird, and I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here. It's weird. We used to think that it was the ultimate training tool, but as time goes by and as time has gone by, what I've witnessed and what many other instructors have witnessed is what happens when people get on the fractional timer, you know, the 1.1011. What's your split time, man?
I've got to get my
split times down. They stop focusing on doing everything else right. Excuse me. They stop focusing on doing everything else right, and they start worrying about tenths of seconds.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the way the human body works is you will go as fast as you need to go under the stress of the adrenaline dump.
Right.
You're not going to be able to track time anyway in a life or death situation. So stop worrying about the time. Start worrying about doing things absolutely perfectly and correctly. Move deliberately and purposely. I've seen masterclass shooters fumble a draw because they were trying to break a time. They were trying to break the speed record.
I remember when I was in the military that one of the common tasks we had to do was pull the weapon apart, and then put it back together. We had to pull the weapon apart in less than 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to put the weapon back together in less than 2 minutes, which that doesn't sound like a whole lot of time. But then when we started getting into it, the more we were into it, the more we realized that we really needed to slow ourselves down because 2 minutes is a lot of time to pull an AR-15 apart. Or
you fumble.
Yeah.
If you try to go super fast, your hands shake and you're fumbling. Bill, can we address the institutional stupidity of making the troops take off the handguards?
Well,
can we address that for a second? Because let's go ahead and think. How dirty or what is underneath those handguards that you need to get to? you're not allowed to take anything apart once you get those things off.
Right.
And, you know, God help you if you do something with the gas tube, you're going to go to Fort Leavenworth
for
3 years.
I think we need to address one thing. First of all, back in the day, children, when the M16 had these Mattel handguards on them, and it had this little pressure ring that you had to push down, you pop those out, they came off one on each. And they had a heat shield built into the inside of them. Otherwise, they were just plastic. They were made by a company called Mattel. And that was part and parcel of pulling the gun apart, and or the weapon. We could never call it the gun. It was the weapon. Pulling the weapon apart. And what Paul is referring to is there was no need to do that because none of that underneath the handguards actually affected the way the weapon ran at all. Not even a little bit.
Just
the outside of the barrel.
The barrel and the gas tube. Yeah. That's all you could see. You're exposing the gas tube in the barrel. Yeah. Why?
Probably getting closer to actually hurting it than taking the hand guards off than just leaving it alone.
Well, and something that you probably discovered was the slip ring spring.
Yeah.
Depending on how old the gun was, if it was a brand new gun, holy cow!
Yeah, you had to body slam it to get it to go down, didn't it? Bam!
Oh, unfortunately, boot camp guns have been put together and taken apart 10,000 times, so they were a little bit looser.
Oh, yeah.
But that the nonsensical retardation of you know, I absolutely understand that a trooper needs to understand, you know, they need to be able to take apart the bolt carrier. They need to know all the pieces and parts. They need to be able to lubricate and clean. I get that. But taking off the handguards was just
It was a dumb thing.
It was an exercise in futility and institutionalized stupidity.
Well, it was almost that they were taught to do it, so therefore we would learn to do it because they were taught to do it.
Well, that's what you do.
That's what you do. Coming up on the next break, and you can tell that Mr. Markle you can just look at his Lexington and Concord. He's a traditional kind of guy. Fixed butt stock, very basic gun, best ingredients of everything that could go into that weapon. See that at spikestactical.com. But you can find him at studentofthegun.com. And Student of the Gun is a store. It is a bookstore. It is a gear store. It is a place where you can find how-to videos, little snippets. Paul's sort of turning a little bit into a John Farnham-esque kind of guy, and he knows who that is, and he realizes what sort of a
confidence.
That's a compliment. Let me finish. We're going out. You can tell me this in a minute.
Student of the Gun Radio.
Yep. Anyway. Check him out, studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
USA News Update. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate.
We know Iran continues to support Hamas and Hezbollah, then in some cases actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others who may want to exploit the conflict for their own good.
Kirby said there's been an increase in rocket and drone attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups targeting military bases housing U.S. personnel. In a hypothetical presidential race, President Biden and former President Trump are deadlocked at 37% each. That's according to a Suffolk University USA Today poll of 1,000 voters. Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Under his proposal, schools would need to implement restrictions on social media platforms in order to be eligible for the funding. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Paul Markle, which is always a rock and roll show. Yeah, do you like being compared to John? I would want to be compared to John if I could possibly be compared to him. Yeah.
A tremendous compliment.
Yeah.
Well, he's my mentor.
Yeah, well, when John writes on Ammoland, it's delightful because it's the shortest, most hard-hitting article that's going to be on the page when he publishes something.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. And he makes very great points. And I mean, if anything, John is probably blunter than you.
You think so?
Well, he'll get out there and he'll be like, "Yes, I train people to kill other people. Yeah, so that's part and parcel of what I do. That's all I do." Yeah, John, you're great. Yeah, that's very kind of you. I just train people to kill people. That's not great, you know. But it's something has to be done. It has to be done. That's why I carry a rifle. I love my rifle. My rifle's a part of me. So. Very much a dangerous kind of guy. You know, I'll tell you what used to scare me the most about John Farnham. I think there was a moment there in the recent history. How long did he just only carry a Glock 19?
Oh, I don't know.
It was years, though, wasn't it? Probably as soon as it came out, he started carrying it.
I remember when John had a Teflon coat in 1911.
Okay, well, how long has that been?
86.
Well, that's about, you know, that's somewhere after that. Somewhere after that, he started carrying a Glock 19. And there was a time when I would talk to him and he would be like, "You know, all I like to do, Bill, is shoot my Glock 19 and shoot my rifle. Because I get good at it when I do it that way." And I was like, well, I can only imagine. He puts me in mind of Tiger McGee, who carried the same handgun since the 70s till he passed away. So. That kind of guy who gets out there and gets on one platform and just runs it forever and doesn't care about trying anything else, although he's tried everything under the sun for the handgun now. He's carrying some little Remington handgun because he says it's inexpensive and it works.
Well, if a Remington handgun works, that is a miracle. That is, that means that John went up on the mountain and he sacrificed a goat and he got a Remington gun that works. But I digress. So we kind of shortchanged our audience in the last segment. We teased him in segment one about what we were going to do. And then,
yep. So you need to pick that up right now. I'll just shut up.
All right. Well, about, I don't know, 20 some years ago, I started, using this terminology about attackers. And if you get attacked, if you're assaulted, you know, whether it's a home invasion or a street robbery, or you're in a church or a school or a mall, you're gonna deal with either a type one, a type two, or a type three. Now, a type one attacker will cease their attack when they meet resistance, when they meet determined deadly force resistance. As in, you whip out your gun, you yell stop, and you point a gun at them. They're like, oh, I probably should stop because I don't want this person to shoot me. They realize that they made what Masada Ayoub called a critical error in the victim selection process.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's a type one. Now, when a type one person surrenders, they're surrendering psychologically. They're making a psychological mental decision to stop. They're voluntarily stopping, right? Now, a type two is someone who's an attacker who is not scared of a gun. And let's face it, most urbanized gangbangers are not afraid of guns. They see them every day. They carry them. They use them. They have them. It's not something that shocks them. As a matter of fact, most of them have either been shot or know people that have been shot and didn't die. So they're not really afraid of them. However, if they do receive some type of an injury, even if it's not a life-threatening injury, once they receive an injury, then they realize, oh, it's just become real, and they will surrender or flee. And what most people need to understand is the vast majority of bad guys are not going to fall to their knees and beg you to, like, spare them. They're just going to run away. They're going to try and escape. That is the standard. So the type two will surrender or escape or flee once they've received any type of a physical injury of some sort. You know, you fire your gun and it grazes their left shoulder, and they wouldn't die from it, but they don't like the fact that they've been injured, so they're gone. Well, then you have a type three attacker. And a type three attacker is one who is of the mindset that they are not going to stop. Nothing you can do will stop them. And they're going to go right through you. And there's a couple of perfect examples of that. And, you know, I studied this. I actually wrote for a class. I wrote a paper on it. I did a detailed dissertation about the 1986 FBI Miami shootout. And there's a fantastic book written by the hero of that situation, Ed Morales. Ed Morales has been retired for quite a while now. But you can pick his book up, and it's a fantastic read. Anybody who carries a gun as a self-defense tool needs to read that book. But the two gentlemen, Platt and Maddox, particularly Mr. Platt, were type three attackers. And by type three, that meant that they're not going to stop until they're physiologically disabled to the point where they can no longer continue. They're not afraid of the gun that in your hand. You start shooting at them. They're unfazed by that. And they're going to just keep going. Platt, if memory serves, when he expired, he had upwards of 12 projectiles inside of his body before he finally stopped. And Maddox had upwards of 6 projectiles in his body before he finally stopped. And the last projectiles were put into them by Ed Morales. And one thing we need to understand is that Michael Platt, in the first 90 seconds of the gunfight, received what doctors called a non-survivable gunshot wound. He was shot through the brachial artery. The bullet stopped just inches from his heart, but he had a hardcore arterial bleed from the very get-go. And after, not before, after he received a non-survivable gunshot wound, he went on to kill two and critically wound three others. That was after he was shot.
Right.
Michael Platt was a type 3. And a type 3 is a physiological stop. So it's a 1 and a 2 stop from a psychological surrender. You know, they make the mental decision. But that's voluntary. That's on them. What people need to understand is that any self-defense technique that you have that requires the participation or the approval of the recipient is inherently flawed. And by that, I mean, we say things all the time. We hear this regurgitation of nonsense. For instance, I'm going to rack the shotgun and they're going to evacuate their bowels, right? Yeah. They're going to evacuate their bowels and run out of my house, you know, leaving a trail of urine in their wake. How many 19-year-old crackheads you think know what a 12-gauge shotgun sounds like?
I don't know.
How many 19-year-old crackheads do you think have experience with the Remington 870? Probably not a lot.
I don't know any of the 18-year-old crackheads, but...
Right, but I'm going to go ahead and test that generation.
I tell you what. We're coming up on the next break, so if you would be so kind, we're going to continue the Type 1, 2, 3. When we get back, Paul Markle is the chief creative mind behind the student of the gun, although followed closely by Jared and Zach, who actually helped him execute that, the sons, Markle. Student of the Gun is proving, just for me, I mean, I'm using Student of the Gun as my platform to get some of my operational mojo back, which I have lost over the course of time. I'm 33 years separated from the military now, and I need to redevelop these skills and reacquire this mindset. Student of the Gun is where I'm going to do this. This is where I'm going to get my stuff together when I'm, you know, what's the best of these and what are this? What do you try? That kind of thing. Follow my lead. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time on the firing line, and we're speaking with Paul Markle from Studio of the Gun. He was talking about the type 1, 2, and 3 opponents you're going to face in a armed encounter. And you were talking about the Miami gunfight, the 1986 Miami gunfight. Did that, now, if he's taking hits, Mr. Platt, if he's taking hits that are going to eventually kill him, does this come down to the fact that it was handguns and not a rifle round?
Well, you know, yeah, that probably had something to do with it. The fact that a 5.56 probably would have done a lot more physiological damage, right up front. And then there's a lot of things we could talk about that. But what I want to say on, especially since we only have one segment left,
yes,
is the fact that people who are carrying guns for self-defense and self-preservation and protect their families have to understand, they got to get the mindset that yes, the type ones and the type twos outweigh the threes probably 9 out of 10. You know, 90% of the bad guys that you encounter, maybe 95, hopefully you won't encounter 90 bad guys, but most of them you encounter will be either a one or a two. You say, okay, great. Well, here's the thing. You aren't going to know which that is until the fight is over. You won't be able to analyze that until the fight is done. Now, the fight could be you see somebody comes up, they try to assault you, accost you, whatever, you realize it, you pull out your gun, you scream stop, you point the gun at their face, their chest, they realize you're serious, and they're like, okay, and they run, and now the fight's over. Or they take a shot at you or a swing at you or a stab at you and you fire your gun once, twice, three times a lady and they're injured and they run. Now the fight's over. The fight might not be over until you're standing there with an empty gun in your hand and no more noise will come out of it. And you have to be prepared to deal with, you remember, you know, that old saying is, hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the exact same thing we're talking about here. You need to be prepared to deal with a one, a two, and a three. We cannot plan our self-defense strategy around the idea that, well, anybody I point this gun at is going to run away. Because they're going to realize I'm a bad mojo, and then they're going to do it. You know, you have people that do silly stuff like carry guns without rounds in the chamber, or I've even heard of men and women who purchase things like BB guns, like Crossman pistols, because they think that they're just going to point it at bad people. And it's just, it's insanity.
Yep.
But with the situation we're in right now, with these, this, Catagon, where they're handing it out literally to terrorists like candy. And there's no reason to believe that when one of these jihadis hits a mall in the United States, when they hit a mall, they hit a school, they hit a church, they hit a synagogue, there's no reason to believe that they will not be hopped up on this. You guys, you know, in the audience, I sent you that, that link in text. I would put that in the show notes. And we're going to talk about this next week on Student of the Gun.
Yep.
But people need to understand that this idea, I've heard people say, well, you know, anywhere you put a bullet, if you hit a bad guy anywhere in their body with a bullet, that's quote, combat effective. That's combat horse crap is what that is. And in a situation like these guys, they're probably not even going to notice. They'll notice later.
Right.
After they've butchered you.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, oh, hey, there's red stuff coming out. But that, the idea that we can get away with good enough or okay or probably good enough, it's nonsense. And we shouldn't do that to ourselves. You should have supreme confidence in your skills and abilities that if you needed to, you could shoot someone into the ground until they stopped.
Right.
Because let's face it, you know, if you're the dad or the husband or whatever, you know, and let's, you know, not, I'm not saying moms shouldn't carry, and I know a lot of them do, and that's great. But what happens to your family and your children if you're taken out? Oh, I'm sure that the jihadists will be merciful to them.
Oh, but of course.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll treat them gently.
Yeah.
You're it. And you need to have the mindset. And you need to be prepared to deal with type 1s, 2s, and 3s. You know, that's why we designed, you know, about 10, 12 years ago, I designed the Student of the Gun skill maintenance target. And I did it very purposefully and deliberately the way I designed it. And the preferred zone on the target in the half silhouette is a thoracic triangle. And the thoracic triangle, for those who are unfamiliar, starts at the bridge of your nose, and you draw a line down to your left nipple, over your right nipple, back up to the bridge of your nose, and that is the thoracic triangle. And you're like, well, what is that all about? Like, that's where all the important stuff is. Important stuff is in that, located in that zone.
Right.
We've got a heart, we've got a central nervous system, you know, we've got a spinal column, we got the brain stem. So when we have people practice, I don't have people practice shooting at, you know, these targets that have the 10 ring way down in the sternum, just above the belly button.
Yeah.
That's nonsense. If you're using a handgun is already an inferior fight stopper, but we can't walk around all day long with, you know, M4s strapped over our backs. People think we're crazy. And it's hard to get the groceries in and out of your truck with, you know, a rifle in your hand, so we carry handguns.
Right.
Handgun is like a 5-pound fire extinguisher. You know, if I knew that my kitchen was going to catch on fire, I'd want a Halon system, you know, if I knew. But I'd rather have a 5-pound fire extinguisher than nothing. You know, and that's why we carry handguns. We carry handguns because, you know, James used to say, if there's less than a 1% chance of me encountering a deadly force threat, I'll carry a handgun. If they're greater than 1%, I'll have a rifle. Wyatt Earp said that. He said only a fool ever took a handgun to a gunfight. And people say, well, he had a handgun in gunfights all the time. Yeah, but he didn't go to the gunfight with the handgun. The fight came to him, and he's like, oh, I've got a handgun. But if you know you're going to a gunfight, that's why people who don't stage rifles in their houses for home defense are fools. But you don't need to conceal it. You don't need to hide it. It's a far better fight stopping tool than a pistol ever will be. Why would you choose an inferior tool? It's like if I said, all right, in 2 minutes, there's going to be a raging fire in your kitchen. You can either have a little one-pound fire extinguisher, or I will give you a 20-pound one that's on wheels. Yeah, but you have to decide right now, which one do you want? Well, you'd be an imbecile if you said, oh, I just want the 1-pound one. No. You know, if it comes to fires, we don't want to slowly put the fire out, do we?
Nope.
We want to put it out with prejudice. Yeah, as close to immediately as humanly possible. And that's why we have rifles in our homes to stop bad people.
Right. Right. Well, I was listening to that. I'm going to have to do a little recitation. I guess I'm going to have to get my highlighter out as I read this book. So, type 1, 2, and 3. And we'll do this next week. We'll have to do, or maybe later this coming week. Who knows? Depends on when you guys.
I tell you what, Bill, if American law enforcement, and I'm afraid they're not, if they're not doing intel briefings right now where they get every single person into the squad room and say, look, if we encounter jihadis in America, and we're going to, because they're already here.
Right.
They're in every major city in the country.
Right.
This is a real deal. You can't just fire indiscriminate rounds and wonder why they're not falling down.
Yeah, you're going to have to do hits. You got to be doing hits. And, I mean, it's going to be, you're going to have to do like they do where they allocate hits, except in this case, if it's just using handguns, you're going to have to allocate until they go down. But anyway, we're running out of time because of the radio thing. Paul Markle is the professor at the Student of the Gun. This is the discipline by which I am following it. I'm following it from afar, of course, because he's over in, he's in Utah.
I'm in the mountains, man.
In the mountains, man. So between me and the mountains is all of this knowledge goes back and forth, and I'm trying to put it into practice. I'm trying to go out on the range, stick the gun out, stick the rifle out, get back into the mojo. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. Never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.